You are listening to ListCast. If you'd like to get in touch with us, leave a comment, or perhaps suggest a top 5 list for us to do on the show, you can drop us a line at listcast5@gmail.com or visit our website at listcast.podomatic.com. Now on with the show. Hello, and welcome to the next episode of ListCast. Today we're going to be doing our top 5 movies that either deserve a sequel or a remake. With that said, let's just go ahead and get started. Let's start with your number 5.
My number 5, a little silly. It's a dorky choice. Before Sunset.
Is that the first one or the second
one? That's the second one. Now, this is a pair of movies called Before Sunrise and Before Sunset, starring Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy. Now, the first movie is them walking around in Venice. They meet on a train, and he convinces her to walk around with him before he leaves the next day, and they end up falling in love. Now, you haven't seen either of these, have you?
No.
Either of them? I don't want to ruin this for you, but...
But wait, I'm confused. How can you request a sequel when there is a sequel?
I want a continuation of the second one.
Which you can't tell me about because I haven't seen.
I feel like I have to spoil it for you now because I chose it.
Well, I really wish you wouldn't, because you've loaned it to me. I still have it, and I haven't seen it yet.
Poop on a stick. Okay, well, without giving away too much. Okay. Now, obviously, you know there's a sequel to Before Sunrise.
Right.
Now, these two characters, I won't tell you how the first one ends. I don't want to give it away for you. But these two characters obviously meet up again in Before Sunset.
Right. You mean no one dies at the end of the first one?
Incredibly, no.
Damn.
Jean Reno gets away just fine. But anyway, the first one leaves us on a bit of a cliffhanger. And the anticipation for me when the second one came out was really high. I really wanted to find out what happened with these characters.
Can you believe it was 9 years ago that we were walking around Vienna?
9 years? No, that's impossible.
No, it was. I know. It feels like 2 months ago to me, but it was summer 94.
Mm-hmm. Do I look any different? I do.
I'd have to see you naked.
What?
I know. I'm sorry. I know. Your hair was different back then. It was like...
Well, it's the same.
Take it down. Let's see.
Down. Okay, it was down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, voila. So?
Okay,
come on. Tell me.
Skinnier, I think. A little thinner.
Did you think I was fat before?
No.
Yeah, you thought I was a fatty. No, you thought I was a fatty. Yeah, you wrote a book about a fat French girl.
No, listen... Oh, no. Seriously, all right? You look beautiful. Do I look any different?
No. Hmm? Not at all. Oh, well, actually, you have this line.
I know.
It's like a scar.
A scar? What, no. Like a gunshot wound?
No, I like it. I'm sorry.
But the second one ends on a note that still leaves it open. I just love to see these two actors walking around and talking. A lot of people would consider these movies boring. But I really dig them. It's just these two people walking around having these conversations, and you get to know them. The second one is very much like the first. I think the second one is stronger than the first. Both the characters are more mature. There's a little bit more at stake emotionally. But I would just like to see these two characters go walk around in Boston for an hour and a half and talk about stuff, just because I like it.
Okay.
I don't know what they would call it. You know, they did Sunset and Sunrise. I don't know what they could do now. Before Dusk.
Before Nightfall.
I don't know. But I'd like to see...
Before Dinner.
Before Dinner. Before Lunch. After Breakfast. Whatever. Just a continuation.
Right, I got it.
I think that would be fun.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, on to my number 5. I'm going to go with The Incredibles.
No capes.
Isn't that my decision?
Do you remember Thunderhead? tall, Storm Powers. Nice man. Good with kids.
Listen.
November 15th, the 58th.
All was well, another day saved, when his cape snagged on a missile pin.
Thunderhead was not the brightest ball.
Stratogale, April 23rd, 57. Cape caught in a jet turbine.
You can't generalize about this.
Metaman, Express Elevator, Diner Guy, Snag on Takeoff, Splashdown, Sucked into a Vortex. No kicks!
A sequel, for sure. I hope somewhere in the line, I just haven't heard about it, that there is plans for a remake. The Incredibles is one of my favorite movies, particularly in the superhero genre.
Yeah, I know you're really fond of it.
I'm very fond of it. I don't know why at this point there has not been a sequel already. I know Pixar...
Oh, because I think the reaction to it was a bit mixed.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it was a huge hit. But nevertheless, I know that Pixar is a little slow to do sequels. They're smart that way.
But that's good that they don't.
They don't just cash in. You know, they would wait, for a good story. And the first one was fantastic. So much so that I would love to see those characters.
I just think The Incredibles wasn't as kid-friendly as some of their other ones.
You know, maybe not. I mean, as we've seen on internet reviews and whatnot, The Incredibles certainly has dark elements that are not kid-friendly. And I'm not looking at it from a kid's point of view. I'm looking at it from an adult film goer point of view. It was just an excellent movie. Just because it's in an animated format doesn't mean it's for kids. So that's one I would definitely like to see a sequel to.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do have one in the works or just in the waiting.
Somewhere. Probably, because that's something a lot of people probably have an opinion on and would like to see. I mean, it could go anywhere, just anywhere. Anyway, that's my number five.
All right, my number four is an older movie called Cloak and Dagger.
Ooh, yes. I didn't think of that one.
I'm surprised, actually. I would...
Remake, right?
A remake would be good. Sequel, whatever, continuation.
Yeah, you'd have to remake that, though.
Remake, considering that the movie is kind of dated now.
Yeah.
A little old. Came out...
Early 80s.
Early, mid-80s. You probably remember this movie, the plot details, a little bit better than me. Why don't you describe it a little bit?
Basically, Davey, who's living just with his father, the mother died. Because of that and other reasons, he's basically retreated to his world of... video games as his escape. He has a buddy that he goes to see at a game store that is just as into these as he is. While visiting his friend, he goes to find him dead because
his friend works at a computer store.
His friend got a hold of a video game that had on it actually a secret government chip or something like that, and
some kind of information stored.
Yeah, and this guy was killed for it. Turns out Davey's now got it, and Davey's on the run from a bunch of guys.
Well, the game is actually called Cloak and Dagger.
Right. And on top of that, which could have been a movie in itself, Davey has himself
an imaginary friend
in the form of Jack Flack.
Jack Flack. Great name.
And Jack Flack looks just like his dad, which I think was a nice touch, you know, because they were trying to get inside of his head.
Well, this was even before... Atari, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know what kind of game console they were playing this on.
But
this is like 1-bit graphics.
8-bit graphics.
Well, this is pre-8-bit graphics.
But I think the movie's really, really good. I think it's totally underrated and kind of slips under the radar.
It did. It did. It's a great caper espionage movie for kids.
For kids, oddly enough.
It does have some scary moments.
Oh, genuinely.
Even for... By today's standards, I mean, you know, younger kids watching this would be a little timid with some moments.
The bad guys that are after Davey are not comical.
No, they're really
after the kid.
They're really mean guys.
You do believe that if they get a hold of them, they will kill.
Then you have that old couple.
The old couple scares the shit.
Suffocate him with the. I don't know what they used.
Yeah, they put some sort of.
But they're all nice, and that the older woman has that those finger the Boy, finger thing. She's got two fingers missing, and it looks. She takes her glove off, and you see the two missing fingers. And it's
that was a nice touch. You didn't need to put that in there, but it was good.
Yeah, it's scary. Creepy though.
Yeah, totally creepy. We're leaving so much out because there's really a lot of new.
Oh, there's a lot of
that.
There's a lot of new ones,
but it is a really good.
You're
movie.
Talking about the villains being really villainesque and scary, but that scene near the end when. The villain threatens to shoot him in the kneecaps because it would be a very painful death.
Jesus, I know, man. That's pretty brutal stuff, man.
I know.
I'm warning you. This is not a water pistol.
Neither is this.
I could turn you into shredded meat in about 3 seconds with this baby if I wanted to. But you've been a real pain in the neck, so I'm not going to be that nice. You know what I'm going to do to you, boy? I'm going to blow both your kneecaps off. It won't kill you, but it'll hurt worse than any dying you can imagine. Then you know what I'm going to do to you? Huh?
Shoot him, Davey. Shoot him.
I'm going to shoot you in the stomach. And then when you beg for me to finish the job, I won't do it. I'm just going to watch you die. Slowly.
Shoot. Pull the trigger.
Please stop. I don't want to shoot you.
But I want to shoot you.
Kill him. This guy's a jerk. Kill him.
Okay, moving on. I'm going to go with the movie Ishtar, which I think
you
is,
cannot let Ishtar die.
I can't let Ishtar die. I think it's ripe for a remake.
How many of these shows have we done?
I don't Ishtar know how many we've done, but I've brought up Ishtar so many times because it deserves a remake. It was so ahead of its time, and no one got it.
Well, I think that anybody who hasn't seen it, but maybe has heard the reputation.
Well, that's why you've got to retitle it.
You're building it up. It's going to make people expect more than what they're going to get.
Maybe so. But you could remake that movie now with the same script. Call it a comedy, because that's what it is. I don't think people realized it. Call it Trip to Baghdad or whatever, and you've got yourself a hit. Put Will Ferrell and some other comedic person in there.
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Bingo. Hit. Right. That's a movie I'd go see right now.
I agree with you. If you put those two actors
John C. Reilly, in a movie like sure. that,
I think it would be successful today.
Yeah.
It'd be...
John C. Reilly.
You know what? Just go right back. Trying to be.
Put John C. Reilly and Mark Wahlberg back together from Boogie Nights. You remember when they were doing that bad singing rendition? Those guys. Because the irony
is, you got the touch. You got the power.
Because both of those guys can actually sing. So this is the perfect movie for them. That would be awesome.
You didn't have to leave with me. Now I spoiled the night for you.
You got to give yourself a break. You've never been out with anyone but your wife.
Yeah, but you got to have the looks, Chuck. I mean, you walk into a place like that and the girls just want you. You know, you got that kind of face, kind of mean looking but with character. And the way you walk, you can only do that with a small body. Did you ever hear of a big sports car? I mean, if I look like you...
Oh, you are so idealized.
Mark Wahlberg would play the Dustin Hoffman character, and John C. Reilly would play Lyle.
Lyle.
Great movie, great movie, and would really benefit from a remake. I it's unfortunate, because I think the two actors...
It won't ever happen because of the stigma.
No, of course surrounding not. That but movie. Don't... You know what? You could slip that into a studio, call it something different. No one would know what you're
making. Yeah, why not? Hollywood rips itself off all the time.
But no one would know. No one would know. People have heard of Ishtar, but if you don't call it Ishtar, no one's going to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't have it take place in Ishtar. Have it take place somewhere else. Will Ferrell could be the actual CIA guy. You know, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, they remade Point Break, and they called it The Fast and the Furious. They just put in cars instead of surfboards.
Yeah, I suppose so. Good point. All right, are we on to your number three?
Yes. My number three, I don't want it to be remade. I want it to have a sequel. Now, little pre-note, this movie already has two sequels, but the two sequels really suck. And it was really disappointing because you and I are such big fans of this movie. Hmm. It's a little opus called Starship Troopers.
Oh, all right. So you want a proper remake,
I want a proper sequel to this. Now, when I first saw Starship Troopers, I really dug it, and I still dig it today. It's campy fun.
Nudity and decapitations, this is the movie for you.
What's that look like to you, Rico?
Looks like a bug was in his brain, sir.
Sucked his brains out.
That would be an example of a movie where I wouldn't want to see it remade because the actors make the movie.
And it also shows you the strength that Verhoeven has over that type of material. When you have a lesser director with a lesser budget make a straight-to-video sequel and then make another straight-to-video sequel, which I've seen parts of, the third one. Mm. I've seen parts of it. Fortunately, not as bad as the second one, but it still didn't save it. It's still bad.
I would defend Starship Troopers, the original, to anyone. To those that think it is a bad movie.
You
hold up
a lot
the first one to the third one. mm-hmm. and you will see the difference between a genuinely badly made movie mm-hmm. and a movie that is deceptively bad.
Well, unfortunately, because the movie, the original, didn't do that well at the box office.
What? It didn't?
It recouped its money worldwide, but it didn't make enough money to guarantee a sequel, so it kind of sealed its fate.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Didn't make enough money, so no sequel was ever made. So I would like to see a proper sequel. Now, I don't see why not. They did it with Universal Soldier. They made Universal Soldier, went to theaters. Then they made crappy straight-to-video sequels. And then Jean-Claude Van Damme got the idea to make a sequel to one of his hit movies. And he just ignored those straight-to-video sequels that he had no part in. It would still be kick-ass. Bring back Johnny Rico. Bring back Ace. Bring back Carmen. Resurrect Dizzy.
Yeah, it has to be done.
Definitely. She's still floating around in that little torpedo tube.
You just get
go
her.
Pick her up.
Yep, she's frozen. She's good to go.
She's fine.
All right. On to my number three. This one, kind of funny to put in here because it already has a remake. I'm putting it in here because I want a proper remake.
Another one of these types.
Yeah. And that would be The Day the Earth Stood Still. I do not mind the fact that, even though this movie is, in my opinion, the best, hands down, science fiction movie ever made, I'm all for a remake of this movie, because even though, as we've said in another podcast, it's not, I don't believe it's not really dated, but let's face it, it's from the 50s, it has a certain 50s attitude, nothing too major, but it's 50s, it's in black and white as mm-hmm. well. I don't have a problem with it, but a lot of people do, and not that a sci-fi movie has to be, it's not particularly flashy.
No.
And if there's anything in there in that movie, in the original, that dates it, it's the way the public and military deals with a UFO landing right smack in the middle of Washington. Mm-hmm. That would not hold up by today's standards.
It is now 2 a.m., and the giant robot still hasn't moved. Engineers from nearby Fort Belvoir have failed to budge him, and metallurgical experts have found his huge body impregnable. They're now concentrating on the ship itself, so far with no results.
Getting any place, Sergeant? Oh, no, sir. This beats me, sir. I saw the ramp go through the side of the ship right here. Now I can't even find a crack. Oh, Carlson, what's the report?
No luck, sir. We've tried everything from a blowtorch to a diamond drill.
What about him?
Made out of the same stuff.
Has he moved, Sergeant?
No, sir, not an inch. This is the toughest material I ever saw, General. For hardness and strength, it's out of this world.
I can tell you officially that's where it came from.
So, for that reason and a couple other things, I wouldn't mind seeing that movie remade correctly.
Well, I know... Okay.
The god-awful remake.
Okay, now...
That...
I didn't hate the remake.
I hate
it. I know you hated it. I didn't hate it. I'm not saying that it's good. I wouldn't recommend it to people. I watched it passively, thought it was all right, thought it was kind of bad in some parts. That kid was really annoying.
If I had no knowledge of the original, I might have liked it. I might have gone, oh, that was all right. That was kind of cool. But had I known what it could have been on a fundamental theological level...
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember a moment when I knew there was going to be a remake, and I heard that the trailer was coming out. And I ran to go see it, and when I saw it, I've never felt so disappointed in my life when I saw this trailer. And I thought, I don't know what I just saw.
A series of control questions.
Exactly. I don't know what I just saw, but it wasn't The Day the Earth Stood Still.
No.
Nothing in it reminded me remotely of the original.
Well, not only that, well, I see where you're saying with that, but those things that, I mean, it was almost as if they took the title only, although they really didn't. They took the general premise, but they took everything that worked about the original and shit on it. They said, look at that robot gore. It just stands there, and it's so intimidating. It's like 8 feet tall, but that's it. It's intimidating because it does nothing. That's great. It's classic. We're going to shit on that. We're going to make it 20 feet tall, CG, and it's going to disintegrate into locusts. Ooh, and okay, let's not have it stand by the ship, which was its job, by the way, and it shot at anything that tried to approach it. Let's not do that at all. Let's have it picked up and move it away from the main character and have it have nothing to do with the plot. Let's do that. Okay, great. And then let's take the really awesome character of Klaatu, who's so mysterious. We don't know anything about him. He's so foreign. He's great. Let's cast Ted and go with that. Okay, even though I like Keanu Reeves, don't get me wrong, but let's go with Ted, a very recognizable face. Okay, then let's take your typical suburban housewife, which everyone can relate to, have her have a husband who, this is a multiracial couple, not that there's anything wrong with that, but let's add flavor to it, right? Something that most people can't connect to. Give her a cocky black kid that she doesn't really care for at all, it really seems like, who doesn't like her, and let's throw him in. Ooh, let's make sure to get that kid, Will Smith's kid. Yeah, because he was in that one movie, so he must be good. Let's get him, yeah, and shit all over the original idea. Great!
Have you had your conversation about this with yourself before?
It's all coming out. I feel such
it
anger.
It sounds like you have.
I feel such anger to this. Ooh, and then, let's take the fantastic, ultimately awesome notion that Klaatu is there to deliver a message of the fact that the Earth's violence and human need to destroy is getting out into the universe, and if it does, it's going to contaminate everything, and if you do that, we're going to kill you kind of speech. And let's make it eco-friendly. Let's go PC with it. Let's fuck that original great idea, which still works because Lord knows we're all peaceful now. And let's make it about the Earth needs to survive so the people will die. That's a very enlightened attitude. A planet of how many people? Billions at this point that the Earth has? Let's have an extremely civilized and futuristic civilization come down and say, no, we're going to save the trees. Fuck the rest of you sentient beings. Great fucking choice.
I actually didn't mind that so much.
It's, you know, actually, as a concept, don't get me wrong,
I thought that was kind of interesting.
But given the original, which still completely holds up, why not? Let's shit on that too, since we pissed away everything else about this movie that works. Ooh, and while we're at it, as a final note, I would imagine this is what the producer said to the studio, right? They said, let's not do a spaceship, because everyone identifies that and knows what a spaceship is. Let's not do that. Let's do a big ball like Terminator and have it mean nothing and have people in suits like in that movie that no one liked, the Sphere. Let's do that because fuck having him walk out of a spaceship and having a great scene where the robot's shooting at shit. Let's not do that because that would be really lame. Let's go that route. Pieces of shit, motherfuckers, ruin one of the best goddamn sci-fi movies ever made, bastard fuckers.
Oh my god. Oh boy.
And instead of having him be the only alien that's ever visited the Earth, let's have him go have dinner somewhere with some Chinese alien guy and have them speak their native language to make it like they've been with us the whole time and ruin the whole actual alien factor. Fuckers.
I wasn't as
but
hurt
I digress.
Yeah. Thank God. Jesus.
Let's give him mind powers too. He's not just alien. He can control minds.
Don't get me wrong. I just said that I didn't mind the movie, although I was very disappointed by it. They did ruin the original. They turned this movie into a dumbed down version of the original with this big special effects when the original wasn't about effects at all. Even of course it was made back in the day when they didn't have that.
But it had effects.
It had effects first time, but even then they didn't have that many.
No, they didn't.
It didn't. It was just about Klaatu walking around and talking, and it wasn't big on effects.
They do have the action-y finale where Klaatu is being chased around by the military, which is not a sci-fi battle. He's literally just running around until he gets shot and killed, and then ultimately resurrected. But did they do that? No, they fucked it and shit on it. But whatever. They could do that in the original because they kept Gort in the movie and not completely separate, turning into Locust. Piece of shit. But whatever. Yeah. I'm done. That remake's a joke. I want a real remake. Now, it doesn't have to be a shot-for-shot remake, but stick to the goddamn script, people. Come on, it worked once. It'll work again. Look what they did. They took Casablanca, right? Also one of the best dramatic movies ever made. You know what they remade it as? Barbed Wire. You ever seen Barbed Wire?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's Casablanca. Watch it again. That's Casablanca.
Have they openly stated this?
Oh, it does.
I mean, did the directors and writers say, we're borrowing the idea from Casablanca?
No, but it's Casablanca. Watch it again. It's Casablanca. And that's fine. If you want to do a remake that way, it's so veiled and so unrecognizable. It's not Casablanca, but it is. It's Casablanca. This, however, don't steal the title of the movie. Don't make me think I'm going to get to see a remake of one of my most beloved sci-fi movies ever and then shit on it. Don't diarrhea over it. All right. I've had turds that smell better than this movie.
Wow.
It's a piece of shit. Anyway, let's move on.
Am I the only one who's had to hear this?
I don't know. You're the only one that sat through it, though.
Wow.
Anyway, where were we?
I don't know.
Mine.
I don't know. What's the point of
Oh, no, that was mine. That was my number three.
We should just close out the show right now. Why bother even doing it?
No, I've got more stuff to come. Keep going.
Okay, that was your number three?
That was my number three. So we're on to your two, I think.
Oh, okay. My number two is similar to yours.
Something that someone shit on?
Yes.
Okay, give me.
And the fact that...
Give me clues.
I'll tell you. It wasn't made around the same era of the original. But this was remade. Okay.
Oh, so you want a remake of something that already has a remake.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Now, the remake...
just tell me.
I wouldn't say it was bad, but it definitely wasn't good.
Don't make me guess.
The Time Machine.
Oh.
Okay, now, The Time Machine originally came out in the 60s.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the 60s.
Sounds about right.
Right. I still like that movie today, even though, yeah, it's very dated. It's very rooted in the 60s. Still fun to watch. Still good today.
Still a great movie.
Can still sit down and enjoy it. Watched it a lot when I was a kid. And when I found out there's a remake coming out, I was really jazzed. I was like, all right, man. Well, with advancement
because
in technology.
Because you hope for just an updating of a classic.
Exactly, exactly. Right. It'd be update.
Modernize the stuff that kind of doesn't work today.
Exactly, exactly. Now, it had Guy Pearce in it. I like Guy Pearce.
Good start.
Interesting choice.
Not what I would have gone
not
with.
What I, yeah, not what I would have gone with, but I like Guy Pearce. I was like, all right, this is looking pretty good. Trailer looked all right. Went and saw it. I didn't hate it, really. It was just so disappointing. It was kind of like that disappointing feeling I had after seeing the trailer for The Day of the Earth Stood Still. It was just really disappointing.
I haven't gotten past the first 20 minutes of that movie. I tried.
I'm surprised because time travel movies are your Achilles heel.
I know. I love time travel movies, and I wanted to... tried, man, but I couldn't do it. It was so bad. It was so bad. I couldn't do it. I couldn't see another sci-fi classic.
They added some things in there that I wasn't too keen on. Where Guy Pearce is trying to propose to his girlfriend, and she dies, and so that's why he decides to build the time machine.
Yeah, because he can't just want to do it for intellectual purposes.
Exactly. He's got to have an emotional element to
it. It's always the dead wife that's the
But it was kind of laughable the way they did it, when he would keep going back in time, and she would keep dying, but just in different ways. And I remember seeing this in the theater. People were laughing at this scene where she gets run over by a horse and carriage. Because this was, like, the second time she died. People were like, ha, 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 she keeps dying. It's funny. And he's just looking at her dead body with this heartbroken look
on
his face.
But that's not what the time travel...
I know. And they had this goofy update of the crystals that were in the original... Or the rings, I'm sorry. Where it's Orlando Jones. He's a hologram in a library. And that's the device they use as opposed to the rings in the original, which was just really bad.
Tell me about the time machine.
Time Machine was written by H.G. Wells in 1894. It was later adapted to a motion picture by George Pal and a stage musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which ran on Broadway for 3 years. Would you like to hear selections from the score?
No.
There's a place called Tomorrow, a place of joy.
Not of sorrow, can't you see? It's a place for you.
Thank you. That's quite enough.
Will there be anything else?
No. I think I'll have better luck in a few hundred years.
Live long and prosper.
That's one of those things that it needed to be updated just to keep people interested. But yeah.
The way they did it was just...
Don't
really
do bad. Orlando Jones.
They could have had a hologram, fine.
Yeah, that's
why
fine.
Him? I don't have a problem with him. Because the way they told him to act, the way they wrote the character, was just really bad.
I know.
It's really bad.
Sad. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could... stomach it up to a point, like when he first goes into the future, and I can't remember what year it is, probably somewhere around 2050, and he's in, you know, looks pretty cool effects, and then instead of a nuclear war, which was what happened in the first one, this is the moon falling out of orbit or something. Like
that's far more plausible than a nuclear war.
Yeah, they were trying to build some colony on the moon, and they were setting off explosions, and they broke it apart, and some of the pieces fell down on Earth or something.
Yeah, let's not even go to what would really happen.
And then the update of the Eloy was just kind of weird, and the Morlocks looked weird. It was just weird. I wouldn't say bad, because I've watched it more than once, so I enjoy it on some level.
And you're right, it's ironic, given that I'll watch any time travel movie, and I don't know how this movie ends. I have not seen the ending of the remake. I don't know how it ends. Does he even go back at the end?
Yeah, it pretty much ends the way the first one does. He destroys the Morlock world, mm-hmm. and he decides to stay.
To go back and teach the Eloy to be smart.
Yeah, basically. Just stay with the Eloy,
which makes sense.
Orlando Jones actually—they bring Orlando Jones out of the cave he's stuck in, his little holographic mirror,
right.
And he's teaching the kids, the Eloy kids.
Fine, that's the route they want to go. But the thing is if the remake, if his motivation is largely based on saving his wife, it's a little that there's no resolution to that. You know what I'm saying? The original. His single drive was scientific discovery, the birth of the mind, and everything like that. That is why he goes back to re-educate or educate the Eloy. That's why he does it, because that's what he does.
Well,
that's
one
what
of
this
the
man
great,
is about.
The great lines that I remember from the original was when he's talking to his friend Wilby. You know, he's talking to Wilby about him wanting to go through time, and he says, you know, I hate the idea of being trapped in this time. I can't stand it. I need to know what's to come. And
exactly.
Why did I have to be born now? And Wilby is very a much different man, but they're still good friends. He says, well, you're here. This is your life.
Just enjoy it for what it is.
Exactly. But he just
has to
know.
It's exactly. That's what his personality was.
And it was convincing enough to justify him time traveling.
Exactly. You don't need a device. You don't need
there wasn't a need for that
dead
kind of
wife
device.
Or whatever, which is so cliche now.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I'd much rather take, I just felt like it. Mm-hmm. That's fine. People do things for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Yeah, okay. Interesting. Cool. So we're on to my number two?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. My last two options here are one that deserves a sequel and another one that could either be sequelized or remade or both. Which would you like?
Sequelized or remade?
Okay. This is 1980 something's The Last Starfighter.
Okay, do the other one.
Well, too late. this one, I could stand to either see a remake or just a flat out sequel to this movie. I know that at some point there was a sequel planned. I have no idea what it's about, but
I did read about that. There was something in the
works. Movie ends clearly with a kind of a setup.
Yeah, it was supposed to be his kid, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it as his kid if you want to go that route. If you want to.
No, he wasn't really the last Starfighter. He was the second to last.
Right. I mean, now mind you, if it were actually if a sequel were to be made now, you couldn't really do it with the same guy because he doesn't look the same anymore. He's much older. But if they were to have remade a sequel then, you would have done it with him and with him helping rebuild the Legion and as they put it and all that stuff. And it would have been fun. There would have been a new bad guy. If you were to sequelize it now, yeah, it would be just like Tron where it's going to have to be the guy's kid. Where Alex has now rebuilt the Legion, but there's still another bad guy.
Let me see if I can remember it. Hold on. Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Ready. Prepare for blast off.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Listen up, everybody! Alex is going for a record!
Record?
Record?
Hey! Listen up, everybody! Alex is going for the record!
Record?
Take a hand.
Totally redoable for today's modern audience, where games are such a big deal and everything, and it turns out that the game you're playing is just a test to make you the best starfighter in some other galaxy. Every kid's friggin' dream. Perfect for a remake. There's not actually a lot of action in it.
No.
Very little. for a movie. For if you were to read the back of the box, you think it's wall-to-wall great space fights, but it's really not. They would go out of their way to have one fight after another in this. Yeah. And I could see ways that you could interject it within the context of the plot, but it would become an action movie and not... It's almost a self-discovery movie.
Well, yeah, since the story is focused on Alex, it's about him trying to escape his trappings in life.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. This is a... What do you call a movie when someone is growing up?
Coming of age.
It's a coming of age movie in a lot of ways. But it's a shame they would probably lose that element. Mm-hmm. But I could either see it sequelized or remade. I'd be delighted to see both. You go. What's your number one?
Okay. My number one is Short Circuit.
For a remake?
Either.
Well, it's got a sequel.
I know.
A good one.
Just like Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, I'll see continuation.
You want another sequel?
I wouldn't mind a Short Circuit 3 or a remake of the original.
I could see either one, yeah, definitely.
I think it'd be great. But see, the cool thing about it is Johnny Five still looks kick-ass.
Oh, yeah.
You watch him now, you're like, that is a cool robot.
That would be a damn crime if they redid that as a CG
character. Would be fucked up.
Because there is nothing out of date about a genuinely well-built robot. Mm-hmm. You know, he moved and everything.
They did a really good job designing
that robot. You need to hire Stan Winston to rebuild that robot. Just make it real. Physical.
Escape. Escape. Flee. Hide. Refuge.
What are you afraid of? What's the matter with you?
Nova Robotics. Disassemble. Dead. Disassemble number 5. Dead.
But you can't die. You're a machine.
No.
No, you're not a machine.
Yes.
Yes, you are, or yes, you're not?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, not.
Talk about a malfunction.
Not malfunction, Stephanie. Number 5 is alive.
As long as it were real physical
robots, I'd like to think that kids today could put on Short Circuit 1 or 2 and still have a good time. I like to think that there hasn't been that much of a change between my generation and this one.
There has.
Has it? Like, they could still enjoy it. They would still think Johnny Five is cool.
Like they would find the parts that involve Johnny Five fun.
Because I remember watching Short Circuit a lot and really having a fun time with it.
But you and I were brought up with a different appreciation of development and time. We have kids today are brought up on video games that are so fast. They have the attention span of a gnat. And they would not sit through the parts where Johnny Five is not actively doing something. There's basically 20 minutes worth of Short Circuit that kids today will sit through. The rest, they'll be
bored. I just find that really sad.
Well, it is sad, but unfortunately, it's reality. Mm-hmm. Good choice. Not bad. I like it.
All right, what's your number one?
No, you gotta tell me what you thought it was first.
Does it involve a group of men?
I think you probably know.
Does it involve a group of men that go by the title of the Hong Kong Cavaliers?
Yes, that would be it.
Okay.
I would love to see a sequel to Buckaroo Banzai.
Versus the World Crime League!
Hell yeah, man. I want to finally be delivered that which was promised to us at the end of the original Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind actually seeing a remake of this. I think it would do well.
Either or would be...
Either or would actually be
big
okay.
Fucking surprise.
I mean, the people that did the original are still acting today. It could very easily be done. A remake would be cool, but at the same time, this is one of those movies where the actors really made the movie. I can't see anyone else playing Lord John Worthen other than John Lithgow. Who can do that? Who can do that?
The ganglia twitch! We're home free. Home. Home is... Where you wear your hat. I feel so break up. I want to go home.
I come for your TV. You've been using too much juice. Another 10,000 kilowatts again this month. It beats me how an old homicidal loony can use that much power.
Go on, take it. I don't need it. Tomorrow, I'm going home with my overthruster.
It's terrific, Doc. I'll make sure you get an early wake-up call.
Laugh for while you can, monkey boy!
Peter Weller was awesome. I want to be Peter Weller in that movie. End of story. There is no one like Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum is like a Martian, because he's his own creature in reality. No one can do that. It's just an awesome movie. And I...
I know. Well, I have a great affection for it as well, but I know you're a bigger fan of it than me.
It's one of those movies, though, that I've noticed you have to grow up with, or you ain't gonna like it. I've talked people into seeing it who have, you know, that are 30 some years old that have never heard of it, never seen it, and they couldn't stand it.
If I ever bring this movie up, most people don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the ones that like it grew up with it because it kind of touches you fundamentally. It's a boy movie, hands down. This is not made for girls.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's made for the mind of a 10, 12, 13-year-old boy that wants to be a jack-of-all-trades, a master of everything, completely unrealistic, and have friends loyal to you for no other reason than you are awesome, to have everyone love you because you're awesome, to be a celebrity, a pilot,
Rock star,
a ninja warrior, a doctor. This movie is a boy's fantasy, which is why it's great for little kids to grow up with. But I think that would not be captured correctly in a remake. I think it would almost be made into a farce. Whereas this tried to approach it respectfully.
Took it seriously.
I mean, it was totally campy and goofy, but it approached it with respect. Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, why it's good and holds up as a cult classic.
One of its charms is its low-tech technology. Everything is kind of low-tech.
Yeah.
Like his rocket car looks kind of low-tech. All the stuff that John Lithgow is using, it's all kind of low-tech and weird-looking.
Yeah, yeah.
And the alien spaceships or whatnot are weird.
Well, you know, they could do it. They could do a sequel to this. They could do Buckaroo Banzai versus the World Crime League. We would know it's a sequel, but they could probably make it in such a way to where you don't have to see the original and you can enjoy it on its own. That way, fans could enjoy it, you know, and still cash in at the same time. That's the way I would go. It'll
never happen.
No, of course not. But I would love it.
Well, you know, I would have said the same thing about Tron. Look what's happening now.
I'm truly surprised. Truly surprised.
It actually looks like it's going to be good.
It just might be.
I have some honorable mentions. Do you have any?
I'll give you one friggin' guess as to what my honorable mention is. We've talked about this before. Forget sequel. This needs a remake.
Is it The Experts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Okay. I wonder if there's as big an advocate for this movie as us in the whole world.
I'd like to talk
about it. We seem to like these really campy 80s movies. Ishtar, The Experts, Real Men, that nobody's ever heard of, but we say are so great. How could anybody possibly miss them?
Spies Like Us.
Spies Like Us. Well, a lot of people.
A lot of people like that?
I think a lot of people are aware of it.
Okay.
I'd like to see a sequel to Joe Dirt.
Where do you go with that? He accomplished his goal, which was his lifelong goal at the end of that movie.
I don't care. I just like to see a sequel.
So would I.
I like Joe Dirt.
I wouldn't want that because I don't think there's any way they could capture the spirit of the first one.
I don't think so either, but I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel.
All right.
Iron Eagle, I'd like to see it remade.
Because
there were sequels.
Yeah, I'm happy to forget them. Yeah, a remake might be fun.
I think a remake would be fun, definitely.
It would have to be well cast to work.
Free Enterprise.
Sequel?
I want the sequel to really happen. I know they've made some deals or talks about it, but it's never materialized.
Yeah,
I really would like to see a sequel, because I know that movie has become kind of a cult underground movie.
For sure. Is that it?
Yeah, as a joke, I put on Star Wars episodes 1 through 3. I'll like to see the remake.
Remakes. You know, someday it will happen. I'm not kidding you. Someone will inherit the Star Wars franchise from George Lucas when he dies. And it won't be immediate, but someday those 6 movies will be remade, I guarantee you. The originals will be probably virtually the same movies, just updated, but the prequels will be tweaked with all the things that everyone think are god awful, and I guarantee you someday we will see remakes of all 3, all 6. Someday. So
that's our show for today.
I'm
Josh. See you later.
I'm Justin. Check it out.